Leise war gestern, der Time for Metal Podcast.
Ein herzerfrischendes Moin Moin und guten Tag zu einer neuen Folge Leise war gestern, dem Time for Metal Podcast. Ihr hört den Flo heute mit einer kleinen Sonderfolge live vom Hellfire over Ilsenburg Part 3. Hier im schönen Harz, da wo ich auch zu Hause bin, also direkt um die Ecke, bin ich beim kleinen schönen Festival. Und der heutige Headliner des Abends ist die Band Worga aus Karlsruhe, die Black Metal Band. Und ich habe hier Bandgründer, Gitarrist und Songwriter Sean bei mir. Da der liebe Sean aus UK kommt, eigentlich switchen wir jetzt gleich den Podcast auf Englisch. Also wundert euch nicht, dass es gleich auf Englisch weitergeht. Good to see you, Sean. We're here at Hellfire over Ilsenburg Part 3 already in the lovely Harz Mountains.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice to be here. I'm looking forward to playing later.
How did Svenna is the host of the Hellfire over Ilsenburg? How did he call you, contacted you? How did he get in touch with you?
Honestly, I can't remember. I mean, Svenna, I seem to have known for some time. I mean, he maybe reached out just via email or Facebook to get in touch. But since then, we've seen each other at various festivals. We met at Partizan. We saw each other at Eindhoven Metal Meeting.
Okay.
So he's a face that I know very well. But
okay.
Yeah, so I'm happy that we're here and that we're playing with him because he's a really nice guy.
A man of all faces, all over there. Before we start talking a little bit about Worga, we play a little game called Scene Roulette. I introduced you before. We talk straight 10 minutes about a random topic, which I got from our other host, Kai. Thank you, Kai. And let me check the topic and let me check the 10-minute hard cut time. Our random topic today is Heaven or Hell. Topics in metal lyrics. And you're the guest. You can start whatever comes to your mind in this within this topic.
Heaven or hell?
Yes.
Okay. The first thing that comes to my mind is having very Christian religions in music is nothing that is for me. And it makes me a bit uncomfortable, I guess. Yeah, when bands use those specific topics that are so related to Christianity. That's definitely nothing for me. It's something a very classic metal though, right? Like there's lots of kind of old school 80s bands and bands from that era that that use those lyrics. But the first thing that comes to mind for me is ick. Like that's nothing for me, you know?
Okay. You're in a black metal band. A black metal band and hell is a typical topic, as I said. But you're in your band especially are more into outer space, not heaven nor hell, outer space. Is it kind of hard to fit in the black metal scheme with it?
I mean, personally, I don't think so. I think it's more about existentialism for me, you know, and it's a rejection of religions. And it's more about just the meaninglessness of existence and the hopelessness. That's for me where I find the inspiration in the black that lives. Not something that's so fighting against a particular religion, you know, that's not the direction that I like to go in or, yeah, particularly find interesting.
Are there lyrics or part of lyrics that come into your mind when we talk about heaven or hell? Some classics maybe in the metal, in the black metal?
No, I don't know the lyrics so well, it must be said, especially when it comes to black metal, you know?
Okay.
But I mean, the old classic bands like the Maidens and stuff like that are the first things that come to mind when you mention Heaven and Hell, you know? But I can't think of anything that particular that makes me feel comfortable with the topic. It's just...
Must be shocking for people in the 80s when they 666 Number of the Beast.
Yeah.
Today it's not okay. Nothing special about it. Do you ever consider to write about other lyric topics in Worga?
Yeah. I mean, we started in a slightly different direction when I was first creating the band. I think it might be more about kind of cosmic horror in the kind of Lovecraftian way.
Okay.
So like the first song on the first EP, Radiant Gloom, that's more of a a cosmic horror themed song in the writing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of trying to almost describe the indescribable horrors of space and that kind of thing. But as we've kind of found ourselves, and I found what I enjoy and inspires me the most.
Okay.
It's changed to more of, like I said, the kind of existentialist topics.
When you started listening to metal in early days, as a teenager maybe, mm-hmm. Do you have bands where you thought, this is crazy as fuck? Look at these dudes, what they've done on the show and what they've done lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
Were there bands you remember in the start from this time?
Definitely. It depends which eras. I mean, I started off very classic, like I was a big Megadeth fan when I was a young teenager and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But bands that have especially inspired me and made me go, oh, that's cool, is stuff like, old Dodd Heinsgard.
Okay.
They used to wear very neon paint. Some of them were bright red and some of them were bright blue.
Yeah.
And they had crazy clothes and they were very anti-black metal.
Okay.
In the way that they're dressed, and also the lyrics of Matt McNerney. Who's Dodd Heinsgard, Hex Vessel. He's really good kind of poet, and I really like his writing. So yeah, that band especially kind of inspired the direction and the kind of emphasis,
Warga, because you're not a random black metal band with random corpse paint and the lyric scene says. When you started listening to metal, you're born mid-80s, like me, I think. Do you went to a show with you especially in mind, not typically about the lyrics, but about the show, and you said, okay, it's changed my life forever?
I mean, the first one that comes to mind has to be Slipknot. I mean, I must have seen them when I was 16 or something. Okay. Very early days, that just the first record was out. And yeah, obviously they were crazy. They're like, yeah. I think you'd ever seen before. And there's a drummer like flying in the air and going around and around, and the crowds were also just absolutely crazy. I mean, I remember people just throwing bottles of piss all through the concert at everyone else. It was just a real chaotic, anarchistic experience. And that whole thing was, the first thing that comes to mind is an early concert.
I saw a video on Instagram last month, I think. And it was a sound engineer. And... They made a little bit of fun about the rehearsal of Slipknot the early days, because of, do you want more beer keg on this channel? Because they had, do you all in the band? Do you guys like all in the band? It's crazy, yes. And I still think, this is unpopular opinion, I think, I still think in the first record, the self-titled record, is a greatest of Slipknot, because it's pure chaos.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I fell off listening to them after that, to be honest. I tried the other records, but and by that time I was also transitioning into extreme metal, like black metal and stuff. But going back and trying to listen to them, I just like the first record,
Can you remember any lyrics or songs or chorus maybe which sound heavenly? Not about heaven, but it's perfect. It's heavenly. It's it's godlike.
That's hard to describe. I mean, or think of. I can think of bands that sound ethereal, and that sound cosmic, I suppose. But I don't like to make that association between those feelings and the connection to religion, if you know what I mean. So unless they're directly singing about heaven, I associate those feelings that you might describe as heavenly as more cosmically ethereal or something like that, just a feeling of, maybe cosmic consciousness or something like that.
First things come to my mind, because you're from the UK, is a band Queen, because all their refrains sound heavenly to me.
Right, yeah.
Because Freddie is the greatest, maybe, of all time. Do you have any, we lean towards again, black metal? Do you have some black metal bands in your mind where you think, okay, they're too far away from this whole scene to call themselves black metal, but they're really good at selling point, maybe?
At selling their image or?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. It's hard for me to say. I mean, I like a lot of different styles of music.
Mm.
And I don't really care what a band calls themselves, you know. If the music's good, the music's good. And I don't like this idea where, you know, if you say you're black metal, you have to be a certain specific, like, fit into some people's points of view, you know. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's started more black metal and went different directions. I mean, even stuff like Anathrak, you know, kind of went in slightly different directions. People say, I don't know, bands like, who am I thinking of? Gurea, for example.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but they do a kind of hardcore black metal thing. Great music. I don't care what it's called. You know, it's just, yeah. That's all that matters to me.
As I said, very often at a show is the more open-minded you are at different genres,
mm-hmm.
It makes you a better musician.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with it?
Perhaps, yeah. The ability to explore concepts that exist more in certain styles, I think, mm-hmm. if you have more exposure to them, is definitely, yeah, probably beneficial. I can only speak from my own experience, of course, but yes, it's good to be able to, you know, listen to a certain style and say, I like what they're doing there, and I pick from that, and I like what they're doing there, and I pick from that. Yeah.
Heaven or hell, yeah. So the first thing that's come to my mind, besides Queen, was obviously Dio,
mm-hmm.
because he sang in Black Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
and he sang in a band called Heaven or Hell,
mm-hmm.
and I was able to see him write 1 year before his death, and it was one of the greatest shows I've ever seen.
Cool.
Small man, big voice. And I think that's the perfect time, because 10 minutes are over. So you're here, headliner at Hell over Ilsenburg, as we said before. Vorga. We start at the first point. When did you first write songs for Vorga? And how did it come to this point today, to this band, to this today?
How it started? It started by me telling myself that I'd been playing guitar for too long and not doing anything with it.
Okay. Bedroom guitar play.
Exactly. You know, for so long. And I was like, either throw away your instruments and find a hobby that's something different, or do something with it. And I think it was when I turned 30, to be honest, around then I was like, okay, then I'll try and write some music, you know, in the style that I like. And that's how it originally started. So I was living in Scotland at the time, and I found one other person to collaborate with, and we kind of jammed around, wrote a few rough bits of tracks, which after then I moved to Germany, I kind of developed into what the first EP became. Yeah. And I mean, from there, after that first EP came out and we got it released on vinyl via Vendetta Records,
mm-hmm.
Then we got the interest with Transcending Obscurity, who we were signed to. And yeah, from there I was blown away by the initial release and how well it was received. Obviously, as someone that's never made music before, I mean, I've been, you know, bedroom guitarist.
Yeah.
But I do put a lot of energy and effort into the music, and it was really, really, really nice to see how well that was received. And that just helped me, yeah, push on and create what came next. And again, you know, each record's been so well received, more than I would have expected. And that's been really good. And we've had some great opportunities from it, you know. So, yeah, I'm happy that we're at the place we're at today. And I'm still, you know, I'm pushing harder than ever, if I'm honest, in writing new music and planning for the future and trying to make the next record even better than the last.
It's mid-March in 2025. Beyond the Pale Star is almost 1 year old.
Yeah.
So you're writing on new stuff, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we expect maybe a single or in the near future?
I wouldn't say in the near future.
Okay.
The writing process for the next record is very long. It has to be said. I mean, I started, let's say, 7 or 8 months ago. I'm slow. I'm also very busy, and the band takes up a lot of my time. So finding the time to write and finding the kind of peace in my mind to be able to get to that place, it's hard. Undoubtedly, though, that we'll definitely drop a single or two before the record comes out. But there's a lot of planning and a lot of organization before we get to that place. Because for me, it's not just about music. It's about how we represent it and how we bring it out to the world, you know, in terms of maybe music videos or in terms of photo shoots or all the other stuff that goes around it, okay. You know, new live show and that kind of thing. So, yeah.
That's what other band members said in the past is, you have to be on social media all the time. You have to be there all the time for shooting a video. And yes, and at least you can go to your bedroom and write some stuff.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're very critical to yourself before you release some.
Absolutely.
Some kind of music.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, even with the last record, Beyond Play the Star, I think I wrote maybe 20 tracks or so, or 18, you know, and then 8 made it on the record, just to make sure that everything is as good as it can be and that you're as satisfied with it as you can be. Nothing's ever perfect, of course. You know, there's no such thing as a completely finished track. We just have to stop at some point and go, that is good enough, because, yeah, striving for perfection is impossible. You know, it's just, you do the best you can and go, as long as I try my best, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Besides music, how do you like the Harz Mountains?
I love them. Yeah.
Do you up for hiking or some?
I do like hiking in my free time.
Yeah. Okay.
My girlfriend's telling me that we should go hiking up the Brocken.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's from Meredith. She's from Quedlinburg originally.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm. But yeah, it's a beautiful area and I'd like to come back and spend more time there. Also, I ride motorbikes and it's nice twisty roads around here as well. So I think it's a good place to spend a few days, I think.
Perfect final words. But we have one thing always at the end of the show. We like to spend our guests our gamer because we pay gamer, and you can choose one song for the end of the show. We play it at the end of the show. It can be from your own band. It can be something that inspired you.
Mm-hmm.
What comes to your mind?
I've got a song. I just need to remember who it's by. It's Jesus Fever by Code. If you know the band Code.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a K.
No, it was a C.
No, it was a C. Okay. It's another band, I think. Yeah, when you might like, you can, as in the radio show, you can introduce this song and make some greetings to your listeners.
I don't know what to say. This is Jesus Fever by Code. And this was Atlas from Volga.
Thank you very much.